So guys, today we're going to be talking about routines and systems to have in your home so that you can save time, you can save energy, and you can utilize your home in the best possible way. And you can create systems, routines, practices, if you want to call them, that will support the lifestyle that you want to have. Okay? So hello, Emilian friends. Hi, Judy W. Are you Judy Witt? hi, Hillary. Hi, Debbie. Elisa. Buenos días, Emilio. Que bien. Amazing. Yeah, thank you so much, guys. I think we have a lot of people coming to this session. So this is the idea of this session that I have in mind, okay? So I want to do it very practical. So I am planning on moving around. And we can go to any space of my home, anyone, our home. No one is home right now, just me. So we can go to any space and we can talk, we can share. I can share what we do, okay, so that you see an example. But what I do, what we do as a family, doesn't mean that that's what you need. But I want you to see the logic behind creating a system, thinking about the activity, thinking about the goal that you are wanting to achieve. And then how to create a space, how to set up a space that facilitates that activity, that experience, a space where you feel well. And then with these examples, we can discuss about specific situations that you may have in your home. Okay, so how does that sound? Are you guys willing to do a tour of my home? You want to see around? Oh, Mika, thank you. Good morning, Emilio. Did Samantha's yoga and was wonderful. Thank you so much, Mika, for showing up for Samantha's first live. So my wife, Samantha, she's on Inside Timer now. She joined last week. So you can find her as Samantha Christofferson. And she's doing yoga, Jin yoga. And she's planning on doing some. She has 5 tracks published and she's planning on doing other things on the platform. So feel free to check her out if you want. But yeah, she's not home today. Sound is not stable. Can you guys hear me well? Just want to make sure that you guys can hear me well. It's something isolated. Okay. So let's choose the next space, okay? So what space would you guys like to go next? So we can stay in my bedroom. We can go to the bathroom. We can go to the kitchen. We can go to the Samantha's room, that it was the living room before. We can go to Eva's room. We can go to the entry, area. Entrance, Eva's room, office. Okay, so why don't I get started? let's just get started here, okay? And then from here we start going. Can you mention what you do with mail and other paperwork? Okay, the messiest room. The messiest room. Okay, so I just want to say that messy means something different for each person, okay? So some people may be looking in the back of me, and you may be thinking, what the hell is that green thing on top of that box there? That's messy, okay? So let's start here. So this is my room right now, okay? This is where I sleep. This is where I work, and this is where I have my toys. So as you can see, I have different things. I have a ball, I have a unicycle, I have my kitesurfing board, I have my guitar, I have my vision board. That green thing up there is my wing foil board that has an attachment to it, that's the actual foil. It's a metal piece that I need. And I just create a system to be able to carry it up and down easily. Okay? And then some of you said, where do you work? Well, I do work here. I can work anywhere I want, really, but I have a folding table, okay? And then I have a little filing cabinet here where I have some, where I store my little things. I have a little altar, and then I have a bedside table, and then that's where I sleep right now, okay? And then that's my teddy, because I have a teddy. My daughter Eva wanted me to have my teddy. And then as you see, some of the systems that we created is hanging pictures on the wall. That's the art that Eva makes. In there, normally my vision board sometimes hangs from there, and sometimes I hang it from the other side. Okay, so it's movable. And then let me see if I can
move around. And then, as you can see, there are lots of pictures to make the space my space. That's a frog that we painted with Eva the other day, and she came here and she hung it in there. So I didn't do that. She did that, and I left it there. So, but for those of you who were asking, where do you work? I can work anywhere. I don't need to have a specific place to work. Okay. Normally, my live sessions, I normally do them here. So if you see here, that's my vision board, that's my drum, that's my guitar, juggling balls, oracle cards, singing ball, reflex ball. This is a meditation eye cushion that I use to put it on my face like this when I do a meditation. It really helps me. Music. So I can work from anywhere. I really like to have a nice background when I'm doing live sessions. That's what you normally see. Okay, so I normally put the computer on a chair here on my bed, and I sit on my bed on a couple of cushions, and that's where I do my live sessions. So it's nothing fancy, but I try to be very intentional about what you guys see in the background. But today you're gonna see everything, and I don't care, because that's how I live right now, and that's what I like. And your home needs to look like you want it to look. And the most important thing is for you to feel well in it, for you to have a home that supports you, to have a space where you can do what you want to be doing. So another thing that I do that I created here is I have a permanent yoga mat here. Okay. So right there. So that's the chair where I sit. That's the chair that I used to put the computer on when I'm doing my lives. And then I have a yoga mat here with a bolster and a cushion, and it's already ready for me to be able to do yoga, for me to be able to do any practice, a meditation, lay down, sit down, whatever I need to do, I can do it right there. Okay. So for me, when I designed this space a few weeks ago, one of the most important things was to have everything that I enjoy, everything that brings me joy in front of me. That was my strategy. And things that I use on a weekly basis. So I use this anytime there is wind, I run down to the beach with this. Literally, I will run down before the wind leaves, and I will try to sail. Okay? I play my guitar a lot. I kite surf as much as I can too. I'm learning how to do the unicycle. I like hitting the ball with Eva. So all the things that I need, they are right there so that I don't forget. Okay? And then something that I really recommend also as a system is hooks behind doors like this one. This is so practical. You don't have to make holes, it just hangs from there. And what you see here is my wetsuit, and this is from kitesurfing. It's drying, it needs to dry. I cannot put it away until it is completely dry. And I don't want to have it on the way in the bathroom. So that's where I hang it until it dries completely, and then I will put it inside my closet. And then the closet, this was already in the house. So this is my water sports section. Okay, so this is my pump. I have my kitesurfing kites, my wing foil gear. As you see, there are hooks. Everything is designed in a way that if I have to run down to the beach because there is wind, I will just grab this bag. I will just do this, grab the board, and I will run to the beach. And I have everything I need. Everything is ready there. The only thing it's not is the wetsuit because it's dry. But that's how I can be efficient. That's how I can make that happen when I have time. Okay. So that's this. And then, of course, I have my clothes. They are here. Okay. So that's my clothes in here. My paddle equipment, the towel that is drying. Then this is where I have my clothes, my backpack. And this is where I get dressed. And that's it. So that's everything that I have in here. So do you guys have any questions about this space before I move to the next one? Thank you, Gori, that respond. I think for me, the biggest struggle is my bedroom. I am the kind of person who moves things around and reorganize so much, yet things still end up piling on the floor. So Suri, my recommendation is to really think about what are you planning on doing? What are the activities that you need to do? And how can you group things together so that you can then find a permanent home for them? Okay, so for example, are you showing us how your house is organized? So what do you mean by that, Roxanne? How it's organized? So this is my bedroom so far. Okay, we're going to move to other spaces. But when you mean organized, what does that mean? Because in here, I have everything I need. I have my clothes. I have my water sports. I have a place to work. I have my bed. I have a place to do yoga. I can play my guitar. I can do my ceremonies. So I can do everything I need right now. It's set up for that. Finding place for things within a room. Yeah, so you need to find a permanent home for things, okay? Because April says, how do you maintain order? Do you have set routine to clean and declutter? So April, the decluttering needs to happen first, okay? The first step is always to declutter. Only keep what you really need, okay? Once you have what you need and use, that's when you are going to organize it. And organizing means grouping things together and finding a permanent home so that you know where to put them. For example, when I come from doing my water sport, so that's where my board lives. That's the permanent home. Before, it lived in the gallery, but now it lives here. So I know that that goes there. I know that my stuff goes to dry behind the door. So first goes to the shower. I rinse it. When it's semi-dry, I hang it here. And when it's completely dry, it goes into the closet, into that blue bag. That is the permanent home. But there is a process that needs to happen before it can go back there because it needs to dry. So that's the logistics for my specific activity. Okay. When I play the guitar and I'm done, this is my guitar's home. It lives here. This is my Oracle card's home. They live there. That's where my drum goes. That's where my juggling balls go. So when I use things, I put them back where they belong. And you start creating the habits by repetition. You have to repeat. So the first is to really declutter, okay? Only keep what you need and want. The second, you organize, and then you create permanent homes. And as you repeat putting things back in their homes, it becomes automatic. It becomes like a habit, okay? How do you declutter? Roxanne, I have a full-length course about how to declutter because there can be a lot of emotional stuff before even decluttering physically speaking. You have to set goals. You have to have the clarity about what are you trying to achieve? What are the activities? How do you want to feel? And that's why the space, if it's full of things, it's very difficult to feel well in it. It's very difficult to be efficient because you just have too many things. And things don't have homes. And if things don't have home, that's when the chaos starts happening. That's when the clutter starts appearing. That's why it's so important to first design, create goals, and really think about the things that you want to do. Then how can you use the space for that? But you have to declutter before organizing. You have to declutter everything you don't need, everything that doesn't belong in your life before you can create a system. Okay, so it's very, very important. And yes, emotional baggage is really, really important. How, where do you, Emilio, and all others store clothes that are only used once and not need to go to laundry yet? Anna, I put them back in the closet. I have no problem doing that. If they are dirty, I will put them in the laundry. And if they are not dirty, I will maybe wear them again the next day or I will put them back in the closet. I don't need to separate them, but that's me. If you need to separate them, then you have to create a different system. Could you walk us through your family's laundry flow? Yeah, absolutely. Let's do that, Erin. I'm going to unplug the computer for a second. Okay, so how does laundry work for us? So laundry works, the first step is we put the dirty laundry in the bathroom. That's where it lives. So right now, let me see if I can point it down. That is the laundry basket, okay? So everything that is dirty goes in there. Samantha puts the clothes in there. I put the clothes in there. Eva knows where to put it. Every night when she's getting her jammies on, we just say, Eva, and these are towels that are a little bit wet, but they will be to wash, but we don't want to put them here. But basically, this is the basket that we use. After we separate whites from colors, and then we will do the load. We don't let this to overflow. So normally once every few days we will do a laundry, and then we will take this and we will go to the washing machine, okay, that is in the gallery. And then from there, so this is the gallery here, and then the washing machine is in there. Okay, so we will do the washing machine, and then we will dry the clothes in a drying rack, and then we will fold them and then put them back in the closet. That's how it looks like, the laundry floor. Okay. So where do you guys want to go next? You want to go to the bathroom? You want to go to Eva's room, to the entry? Yeah, Ellen says, love the plants in the laundry room. I'm going to do that. So let me show you the plants, okay? Because that's a really important thing that Samantha really put a lot of effort, okay? So this is one beautiful plant that Samantha got for me, okay? That's another beautiful plant that I have in my bedside table. In the bathroom, she put a few plants too, and it makes the bathroom feel like you are in a spa. It's really wonderful. So this is one here. It's so nice. And then in here, we have a couple of cactuses here on the window. You see? Eva loves this one. This one is Freddy. Her name is Fred. Okay, so that's plants. And then if we go to the living room, well, the gallery, as you saw, Samantha had a lot of different kinds of plants. So basically, this is now our living room because the living room is Samantha's bedroom right now. So it's a weird situation, but that's how we have it. But we have lots of hanging plants here. We have a plant here on the table. And then we also have lots of plants in the living room, well, Samantha's bedroom. So in here, you see, beautiful plant, plant in the corner, plant in that corner, and the windows are full of plants. So as you see, Samantha took care to create this forest here. We have another one hanging here. And then Eva's bedroom also has plants because Eva also likes plants, and it's a fun activity to do as family. Wait a second, see if I can fit here. But basically in here, you see that's a plant. And then in the window, we have a lot of plants too. A little forest. So this is all on Samantha, and that's what she did. But plants is the beautifying stage, okay? That's at the end. First you have to declutter, then you organize, and then you create beauty around you by displaying things that you enjoy, by having plants, etc. Where are you living? Spain? Yes, right now, Roxanne, we are living here temporarily until December 15th. We are in Badalona. Barcelona, and we are here in this two-bedroom apartment until we go back on December 15th. Ellen says, beautiful, love the way they are scattered throughout the house. Yeah, it's really important for us to have plants for Samantha, okay? Another thing that is really cool for us to beautify and display things is to have these strings with a couple of nails on the wall, and then you just have a string. And then we just hang pictures, and this is Eva's artwork. So she comes here after school, and then she can hang the things that she makes, and then she learns how to let go of things. Because when the string is full, we normally have a drawer with art, and when that drawer gets full, she knows that it's time to get rid of things. Okay, so that's another thing that we have created for her. So what space you want me to... going back to Canada? Yes, Christine, we are going back to Canada. We are doing a sabbatical year in Spain. So that's why we came here to visit my family. And in that time, in this year, we have moved 3 times. That's why I felt inspired to create this life, because I noticed a lot of systems and routines that we are repeating on every home. And it's allowing us to be efficient. It's allowing us to make the best of the home, to eat well, to for Eva to adjust properly and be able to be independent and get dressed. So let's get, let me do the entrance, okay? I'm sorry if I missed some messages on the chat, but it's flying. So it's going really fast, okay? So I'm trying to, So much moving. Sorry, Roxanne, I am moving my computer. I don't know how to do it more gently. Okay. So this is the entry. So basically we enter here and then we have a place to hang. So keys, very important. You need to have a place for keys. You need to have a place to put your wallet, the things that you use when you go out, umbrellas, jackets. And then I love hats. So I put a few nails so that I can have all the hats available there. And then in here, very important for us as parents is to create a section for Eva. Okay. So this is Eva's hooks. And then she has the backpack, jackets, pants, and she can reach this easily. This is very important. Another thing that we also do is the shoe rack, right? A place to have shoes. And this is where Eva has her shoes and Samantha. And then I also have my shoes up here. Okay. So very important to have a place for shoes. And I have more than two pair of shoes, but I have them in the closet. So it's important for us to have the entry, that the entry is not cluttered with things when we enter. Okay. So as you see, we try to keep the floor empty of clutter. We have a little shelf. We use that shelf sometimes when we have to take things out, when we have to remember something, we will put it there as a visual reminder. And then in here we have a clock. Okay. And then in here we have Eva's art because we had space and then we found a frame and we decided to hang it here. So for us, the entry is a place to put shoes. It's a place to put jackets. It's a place to leave the keys and it's a place to put things that we need to take maybe the following day. Okay. So let's go into the kitchen because it's right here. I'm sorry about the moving, but I'm trying to be as gentle as possible. Let me see if I can put the computer down here. Okay. So in the kitchen, let me see. Can you guys see me well there? Yeah. Okay. So the kitchen, basically the same thing that I mentioned before. Okay. For those of you who are saying, how do you declutter? So the first thing, you have to make sure that you only have what you need and what you are planning on storing. So in the kitchen, that's what we did. We thought, how many plates do we need? How many cups do we need? How much calorie? And then when we decided on the quantity, then we started to find locations for each thing. Okay, so for example, if you look here, so we have some things that are permanently on the counter. So we have the blender, we have a fruit, we have the cutting board, we have an orange juicer, and then that pot and the coffee, normally they are not there, but we just made the tea and then we made coffee, but normally that's not there. And then we have the utensils and then we have oil and salt. And that's it. The rest of the counter normally is empty, right? Because I like space and we like to have space to. So if I move to the other side so that you can see the other counter, this is normally the counter that we use to work, to cook, to cut, to prep. And then we do the dishes because we don't have a dishwasher here. And then we will dry the dishes here. And then this section is also what we use for cooking and having things here. But the system is to put things back. So when we finish, we do the dishes and then every cupboard has, so plates go there, bowls go there, glasses and mugs go here. And then plastic bottles go there. Eva's stuff goes here. So everything has a home. And that's the only way to avoid clutter. That's the only way for you to prevent mess to appear, because if you don't have a specific to utilize the interior of your cabinet doors. So Rebecca, in this case, we don't use the interior of the cabinets. We don't. You could, some people screw things in here, but we don't in this case because we have enough space. But everything has a home, okay? Some of the systems that we really use here and in every kitchen we've been so far is having a specific Tupperware so that we can cook and we can put things away easily. So in this case, this is where we have the Tupperware. Right now, you see it very empty because we have a lot of food already in the freezer and fridge, but we love these kinds of containers because there are different sizes. There is 1 liter, half a liter, and quarter of a liter, and they have all the lids are the same, and they nest into each other, so they are very handy to put things away. So we love that. We have this kind for Eva snacks, okay? And then we have some glass containers. So we have these glass containers from IKEA, and we have 6 of them, and we have the tendency to do salads, to cut fruit, to do something, and then we will place it in here. And this is a beautiful portion for 2 people, or for 1 person if you are only eating salad. And they store nicely in the fridge, and then when we are done, we wash them, and then we put them in that cabinet. So basically the secret here is that everything that we have, we make sure that fits in that place. So if this is our container, our Tupperware area, we make sure that all the Tupperwares that we own, when they are clean and empty, they fit there. Because if they don't, and you wash them and there is no place for you to put them, they are going to start spilling everywhere, right? You don't know where to place them, and that's where the confusion starts. This is the other kind of container that is a 1 liter, and this one has soup. Okay, but this is a beautiful portion for 2 people, even 3 people sometimes. Okay, so yeah, when it comes to using the fridge, okay, it's also important to have sections. Another system that we have, and we have repeated in different areas, in the different homes that we've been, it's try to create sections for the fridge that we understand, so that Samantha and I, we are on the same page about where things go, and then it becomes a habit. So there is not a right or wrong way of doing this, but it's important that you create some sort of system that makes sense for you, and then you will create the habit. Like, for example, the eggs, I know that the eggs always go here. I know that the milk always go here. I know that salads, normally we put them here. If we have some vegetables, they go in the drawer, okay? If we have yogurt, goes on the top right corner. I don't know, little silly things that by repetition, they become easier to access, and all the sources are here, for example. So this is one example. And then another system and routine that we have used a lot is using the freezer. Okay, let me see if you can see the freezer here. Okay, so the freezer, we don't have a very big freezer now, because in Canada we have a full-size freezer, but basically, so this is what I mentioned. So this is a good portion for 2 people, okay? Sometimes I do also this, that this is a portion for 1 person, so you can have different sizes, because sometimes I eat alone, sometimes I eat with Samantha. This is another example of a single portion of soup, because if I'm eating alone, I don't need a full portion, and that will allow me to avoid leftovers, right? Same thing here, we have more containers here, and then we have fruit for smoothies in there. So it's important, one of the systems when it comes to cooking, it's important that you store the leftovers in an efficient way. One of the things that I like to do is when I cook, because honestly, cooking for 1 or 2 person and cooking for 5 or 6 is pretty much the same amount of work and time and ingredients. It's not a lot different. When I do lentils, for example, making lentils for 2 people is pretty much the same amount of time and work than making 5 liters of lentils. And that's what I do. I just make more quantity and then I freeze it or I give it away. Sometimes I give my mom a few portions of lentils and soups that she likes, and it's a way for me to give back too. But yeah, batch cooking has been a way for us to be very, very efficient. And you can do batch cooking when you have the tools, when you have the time, when you have the right containers, and then we label things with masking tape, and so we will label things using this, so to make sure that nothing gets lost in the freezer, and you know what's in there. And yeah, do you have a meal plan menu for cooking, Emilio? Well,
To be honest, we always do, but lately we haven't. And I can show you where it lives. So we put this board up, okay, and we have markers here. And we normally create here that you can see the squares, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So you can see the squares, and then we will write down what we are eating, and we will use this for notes. But the truth is that these last weeks, because we have been doing different things and we are not eating together as much, we are trying a different approach. And that's like, I cook when I feel like it, and I have food always ready. Samantha does the same. And then we don't have a specific meal plan. We just look at what we have, and it's working fine. But sometimes we go back to having the meal plan, and sometimes we don't. So it depends on how you feel. And there are also cycles. Sometimes you feel like doing it, sometimes you don't need to, and you do well, okay? But that's really your call. Emilio, how tall are you so we can get an idea of the size of your kitchen in Spain? I am almost 6 foot, so 180 centimeters. So when it comes to the kitchen, something that is a system that we have used everywhere, it's having a charging station. This in Canada lives in the living room. In the other house that we had, lived in the living room too. In this specific house, the living room we didn't find it very appealing to have it there. And because we had this dead space here, I installed this with what I had. So if you see, this is just rope. I use some screws. I use a piece of wood that I found. And it moves, but it does the job. It's temporary, it's just for a few months. And this allows us to have a power bar, and all the phones, we charge them here. So we don't sleep with phones. We try not to have phones in the bedroom. And it's nice to have a place, centralized place to put them all. And it's always ready and it's out of the way. And I can have my music here and be charging at the same time. And this is a system and a routine that we have carried from home to home to home. Okay, you are more welcome, Jen. Yeah, so let me see, let me think of what else. For the kitchen, I think the rest is just, as I say, finding homes for everything, making sure that everything has a place. And then another thing that is very interesting in Spain is the garbage, okay? The garbage is really important because we have to have 5 different containers to separate. So we need to have a compost that is right here. Okay, so this is the compost. Boom. In the summertime, we had a smaller one because it was really hot. In the winter, it's fine. And then under the sink, that's where we have the garbage station. It's very important for you to have a garbage station. Right now, it's full. I have to take it out. But you can see this is regular garbage. This is the yellow container that is basically plastics. There is another one in the back for glass, and this is paper. And everything lives in here. I will empty this, I will put a new bag, and then that will be the garbage station. It's very important to have a garbage station that you understand for recycling. Okay? So how do you store your canned non-perishables? So right now, in this apartment, they live here. But we don't have a lot of quantity. Okay, because the supermarket is really close and we don't have to buy a lot. But basically, this is where all the stuff that doesn't need refrigeration lives. Okay, so this is one. And then all the spices for easy of access, we just have them here. Okay, olive oil is up there. And then coffee, tea, sugar, we have them in here. And then we have some vinegar and salad dressings and stuff. They are here, okay? And that's pretty much it. And then we have a place down here where we have the potatoes and the onions and the garlic. So that lives in here. And again, we don't buy a lot of quantity. And another practice that we do a lot, and I really recommend it for all of you, is to make sure that you empty your fridge and use up everything that you have at least once a month. So that way you are going to avoid food waste. You are going to be less overwhelmed. you're going to save a lot of money because you are going to be able to use everything you have, especially with the things that are perishable, like vegetables, fruits. We try to eat as much as we can, everything, so that we don't have to throw anything out. And then sometimes we will Google what can I cook with two onions, one pepper, and whatever we have. And then a recipe will show up. And or sometimes we just make a soup. Sometimes we just make roasted vegetables with all the fruit that we have that goes bad. We have a container in the fridge. Okay, and then everything that goes kind of black, if the banana is soft, if Eva had fruit and she didn't finish it, and it's fruit that is not appealing to eat, but it's still okay, we just collect it in a bowl like this. This is a glass bowl. And then we will make a smoothie with it. And then Eva will eat it, I will drink it. So, and it's a good way to don't waste fruit. Okay, or these dish rental have your kitchen necessities. Did you have to buy all the dishes and utensils for this move? Yes, we had to. So my mom had extra stuff that we are borrowing, and we had to buy a few of the things because the kitchen was empty. So it wasn't, it didn't have plates, bowls, cutlery, knives, nothing. Okay. So it's really important to know what you need, right? Because for us, having a really good knife. So this is everything we need. Okay. Like a chef's knife, a medium-sized knife, and a small knife. And then forks and regular cutlery. But with those three, we can pretty much prepare any meal. So we don't really need anything else other than the regular things. How do you plan grocery shopping? Oh, yeah. So grocery shopping is something that, again, you need to have a system that you understand. In our case right now, what we do, we have this here. Okay, and it's piece of paper and it's a pen. We just went grocery shopping yesterday, so that's why you don't see anything in here. But normally we will have a piece of paper here and a pen that is always accessible. And then anytime we notice that something is missing, we will just write it here. Okay? And then when we go grocery shopping, we will just take this with us. Some people do it digitally. Some people have, especially families, they share a digital file, and then any member of the family can write it in there and you share that. In our case, we didn't like the electronic version, so we use that, and it works really well because sometimes we have the phone away. We don't want to look at the phones all the time, and we don't want one more excuse to have the device in front of us. So this works really well, and that's how it works. Sometimes we do it on the board, but we like this system more because that way we can take the list with us. We don't have to write it down again, okay? Can you show your drawers in the kitchen for forks, spoons, etc.? Yeah, so let me show you the drawers. So these are the gallery. Okay. So let me see if I can do this in a different way. So there was the movement. I'm holding my computer and this is how it looks like. Okay. And then this one has paperwork and tapes and batteries. And then this one has baking stuff, the blender and the oven mitts, and some of the tea towels that we have, that we only have six, I think. And then this is the one that I showed you before, where the potatoes, onions, garlic, and then the blender for baking is there. And that's all the drawers that we have. So that's where we keep the things. And then in here we have a toaster oven. And again, just creating systems where you understand where things are placed, it's really, really important. And then what is your system with putting your phones away? Are there certain times of the day, week, where you don't use them? So Ella, our routine is when we are going to bed, we come here and we leave them charging overnight here. And then when we wake up,
I normally go to the washroom, wash my face, get dressed, and then I will come and then I will look at my phone. If I am with my daughter, I try not to look at it until I am going back to school. Maybe I have a peek to see if there is anything important, and then I will put it back. And then that's what I will do. Okay. When it comes to phone-free days, I did do a live session about digital detox. And one of the ideas is to create a window of time when you can that you don't use your phone. You leave your phone behind or you put it in silence and you don't look at it. And sometimes you can do that for a full day. Sometimes you can do that for a few hours. Sometimes you can say every Sunday is my... But the truth is that these days, the phones are really convenient. It's a tool of communication. It's a tool to do a lot of things. So it may not be realistic for you to maybe do a full day without a phone unless you are going away to a retreat or doing something special. But even a few hours without it can be really, really helpful. So, yeah. Please go over your system for mail and paperwork. So, Sherry, we don't really have a lot of mail or paperwork in here because everything is electronic. So we use Google Drive, we have different folders, and in here, the only thing that we get in paper is we have the contract from the flat, and that's in the drawer that you saw in the kitchen. So it's really not a lot of paperwork what we have. In Canada, we have like a filing cabinet, a little filing cabinet, where we will store things, but we are trying to go digital as much as possible because the majority of the paperwork can be digital. You don't have to have a copy. So we don't receive a lot of paperwork. How do you like the size of a home, a smaller home versus a larger home? So Becca, this home is too small for us, okay? This home doesn't have 3 bedrooms. We are missing space. So Samantha likes to have her own space. I like to have my own space. And then we are missing Eva's space, right? So we are missing at least 1 room. That would be the ideal for us. Ideally, we will have 4 rooms. Okay, so 1 for me as an office, 1 for Samantha as her office, 1 for us as a couple, and 1 for Eva. But we are making do here. We are using the living room is Samantha's bedroom. The other bedroom is my bedroom. And then we have the table in the gallery, as you saw. And then Eva has her own bedroom. So that's what we are doing here temporarily. But this is not forever. So it's easy to adjust, but we wouldn't like to live in this apartment forever. It's too small for us. I definitely have too much paperwork. Roxanne, I do have specific tracks on Inside Timer about paperwork. I also have a full length video course if you wanna on my website. And I also have inside my course here on Inside Timer about creating your clutter-free home and also minimalism. I have specific days for paperwork, okay? So you can use those resources. Some are free and some are on the Members Plus, but you have options, okay? So I invite you to listen to that because there is a lot of steps that I share. There is a lot of things that you will get more because in here, we don't have a paper system in here because we don't need it. Our papers are in Canada, okay? You seem to have so little stuff, just what you need. Is it the same for you in Canada? Such a huge difference from the quantity of stuff I have. So Kathleen, in Canada, we have more things because we live there, but we do decluttering pretty often, okay? At least once or twice a year, we do decluttering. We will go through our bedroom. We will go through our kitchen. We will go through our garage, if we have a garage, or the shed. We will go through the basement. So the secret is anytime you feel frustration, anytime you feel that a space is not performing how you would like it to perform for you, that is a sign that something needs to happen there. And majority of the times, you have to first set goals and understand the frustrations so you can do the contrast technique. So basically, you have a frustration or you discover something that you don't like, and then you do the contrast, you do the opposite. What do I like instead? And then you discover what you want and need. And once you know that, would you do the decluttering with that information, and then you do the organizing, and then you will create a space that is efficient, decluttered, and it's not overwhelming, okay?
So, hola Emilio, good to be in your life for the first time. Amazing, Christina. Thank you so much for being here. So guys, we have a few minutes left. Do you have any other questions? You wanna see another space that I didn't show you yet? Like, what would you like to do? I am in Samantha's bedroom. You want me to give you a tour of the systems that she has, that she uses? The entry, I have already done the entry, so. Do you agree with ideas like the Marie Kondo method? Rebecca, I did a full live session about the KonMari method. And I also include that information in my courses. I do agree on what she does, majority of it, but there are a few things that I dislike or I don't follow to the T. And one of those things is the order, how she does things. Sometimes every person is different, and the emotional attachment that you may have to papers, to clothes, to miscellaneous, can be different for each individual. And I always try to leave those until the end. So for example, if the KonMari says starts with clothes, okay, start with clothes. And I sense that that person has a big emotional attachment to clothes, but it doesn't have an emotional attachment to paper or to other areas like the kitchen. I will not start with clothes. I will start with the kitchen. I will start with the things that are easier for that person. Because I have, after 10 years of doing this, I have noticed that people, it's like a muscle. The decision making is like a muscle that you are flexing. And when you start doing it, you create more capacity and you can do it more easily. Okay. So let me share. This is Samantha's bedroom. Okay. This used to be the living room, but now it's her bedroom. So this is a sofa cama from IKEA that we bought. Okay. Now it's set up as a bed. This is where we watch TV. Sometimes we lay there together, but this is where she sleeps. Then that's her vision board. She also does the technique of two nails and a string, and then you hang some pictures. This is a big puzzle that we found on the street, and we just hang it on the wall. And then these are plants, Tibetan flags. And then she's very into yoga, and she also plays music. So you will see that this is her yoga station here. It's always set up. It's always ready to be used. And then you see in the corner the microphone, the amp. So she will come here and she will play music there because she goes to the street sometimes and performs music in the street. So this is where she practices. And then in here you can see that this is her guitar. It's hanging from the wall. That's her drum. And then this is her altar. She has like a little altar here with some cards, some incense, some essential oils, okay? And then in here, this is a TV that is covered. And then same idea here, these are the pictures with two nails, and then this is a hook. And then basically this is a, Kevin, what are you doing?
It's okay.
This is okay. And then this is, again, this is the same technique. This is a hook that hangs from behind the door. And then this is where you will hang things that you are maybe in between using. Maybe the guitar case is here, the bathrobe is here, and anything that you, for example, wear once and you don't want to put it back in the closet, but you don't want to put it into, maybe you can hang it here because you don't see it, but then it's accessible for you. Okay? And covering the TV is something that we always do. We started doing this in Canada. And it was all by mistake because we had a big canvas and then we were trying to find a place for it on the wall. And I remember that we leaned it against the TV, thinking about where to place it. And then we realized, wow, it kind of looks nice covering the TV. And then we got one to cover the TV and we loved it so much that anytime we go into any place, we need to cover the TV. We don't like it. We don't like looking at a black thing here. So Samantha has this beautiful scarf covering this. And this is Samantha's computer. And then she also works from anywhere. She doesn't have to have a she doesn't have to have a thing like a desk to work. And she just came home. So if you have questions for her, she may be happy to answer them. When do you clean tidy the home? Well, that's Samantha's work. No, I'm kidding. We tidy together, but she normally cleans. I do the garbage, she normally cleans, and she can answer that because she's here. When do you clean?
I like to clean regularly once a week, normally when no one else is in the house.
She loves cleaning, by the way.
Yeah, it's because I have always been a cleaner. My first job was a cleaner in a hotel in Forest. And yeah, it's systematic. It's beautiful. Listen to music. And I really enjoy the after, the relaxing and the clean space.
It makes you feel really well. It's a self-care practice for you, isn't it?
But sometimes I do procrastinate. There are times like there's just the regular cleaning, wiping down, doing the floors. Vacuum is my favorite cleaning tool. But for example, last week on Thursday, there were going to be people going through this apartment. And I thought, okay, right, I'm going to do some declutter. I'm going to stage it so that hopefully whoever comes into this space is maybe going to want to buy the furniture that we put in here. And so it was great because I did it. And then half an hour before the viewings, they canceled the viewings. And I was like, well, that's funny. That's the universe telling me that I needed to clean up and I needed a reason. But in the end, I laughed about it because I'm like, well, the apartment looks great. And
yeah,
I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, I'm almost done. So these are some of the systems that I really wanted to show you guys that after moving like three times, we have found ourselves recreating on every home. And you haven't seen Eva's bedroom yet, and I can show you really quickly. But basically, we have this beautiful cupboard that was already here. And then Eva knows where to place everything. And this is what the important thing is, right? Samantha did beautiful labels with her, withdrew things. And she knows these are games, these are balls, these are seasonal stuff, puzzles. This is where she has her, her jammies, her diapers, socks, underwear. And then this is where she has her clothes. These are pants, these are t-shirts. And this is a system that we took from Canada, actually, because this is basically regular, Tupperware, big ones. And then we made the labels. And then this is how she gets dressed. And then we can transfer this system anywhere we are. We put it in the suitcase as is, the same way as that. So she understands because the system is always the same. And then these are books, for example. She comes here, she grabs a book, and then we read them. And then this is art. And something that is important about the art is to containerize things in a way that is easy to put things away, in a way that she understands where things go. And then she can do...
And that art, so for parents who get overwhelmed, this bag holds all the art that we've done.
Yeah.
And then sometimes we might go through it together, or sometimes it goes directly to the recycle bin.
Yeah. And then when she comes to the table, okay, so she knows, for example, this morning she was drawing this. So she picked what she needed, okay, and it's easy. So she grabs this from the drawer. She puts it here, she colors, she knows where to put it, it's very easy to put it back, and then she puts this in the drawer, and she does it herself. So it's very important to create to create systems, especially for kids, that they understand, that they know where things go, that they can maintain themselves, because if not, it becomes really, really difficult to maintain. And I think, how old is Eva? She's going to turn 5 in January. So she's 4 right now. And then let me go to plug the computer in because the battery is almost dying and I don't want to lose you guys. But some of these strategies, guys, is something that don't feel overwhelmed, because all these systems, they are not something that we created overnight. They are systems that we have been testing. We got inspired by someone. We implemented it. We showed Eva. So we've been always very proactive in trying to create systems for Eva too, because that way she learns, that way she can be independent. So she can get dressed, she can put the laundry away. So we fold the laundry and then she goes and she puts her laundry away by herself. How cool is that, right? But she can do that because we created a system together. We have shown her, we have repeatedly done it with her, so that now she feels empowered and she feels ready to do it. Okay. My kids are 14 and 16. We need a system for the kitchen and cleaning, so not just me. Yeah, exactly. When you create a system, You are empowering others to be able to participate. You are going to be able to delegate things because all of a sudden, especially when it's a system that is co-created, it's not your way or the highway, it's the family's way. You together have created systems. You together have found the frustrations that each person has, and you create something that try to like cover them, try to like make things more easily manageable. Emily says, damn, I wish I grew up with that kind of structure in the home, but my parents struggle with that stuff like I do. Emily, the reality is that majority of the people, they don't have the home as we do because we are professional organizers. We are very aware of how important this is. But for some people, it's not important. For some people, it's not a priority. Some other people, they don't know how to do it. They have never been taught. But this is a skill that you can learn. It's never too late. It's never too late to change. It's never too late to get started. So it doesn't matter how it looks like now. You can always get started. And there are courses available. There are audios available. There are books you can read. And I am here doing these sessions because I want to help others create a better lifestyle. And having a good home where you feel well is a very big piece of that lifestyle, right, that you want to create. It takes the whole family to agree on that orderly structure. Absolutely. It takes a lot of communication. It takes a lot of effort. But it is so worth it. Thank you again, Emilia, for showing us how you implement your systems. You are most welcome, Dee. I hope, guys, that you enjoy this session. As always, time flies by, and I don't have enough time to share everything I wanted, but I think 1 hour is good. I showed you the main systems that I have noticed that we have repeatedly created and recreated in every space where we have lived. If you found value in this session and you can support me with a donation, I will accept it gratefully. If you have any last minute question that you want me to cover, now is the time to ask. I did tell you. Yeah, Samantha said, tell them about my yoga. Yeah, Samantha is doing yoga live sessions now on Inside Timer, and I did mention this before. But for those of you who maybe are interested in learning Yin Yoga, she's starting to offer that. So make sure that you check her out. Her name is Samantha Christofferson, and you will find her there. Thank you so much for the donation that I see coming. What is her name on Inside Timer? Samantha Christofferson. Also, I hope if I get married, I marry someone who likes to clean like you did. That's a life hack for sure. Some people like it, some people don't. But I think the most important piece is to communicate clearly what you need, what you like, what you want. And then sometimes you have to start creating boundaries. Sometimes you have to define roles. Sometimes, for example, this is my room and I create this. Samantha has nothing to do here. I have nothing to do in her room. Okay. And then we discuss how the kitchen and Eva's room and an entry looks like. And then as a frustration appears, we try to be proactive. How can we solve it? What can we change in the space to make this frustration disappear or to alleviate it as much as possible? And many times, as I say, decluttering is necessary. Eva's room, you may think, wow, it's very organized. Well, every few weeks, I would say, we have to declutter that room because sometimes Eva gets crazy playing. She makes a mess of everything. And then it's a lot of work to put things back. Sometimes we don't have the energy to go with her to put everything back where it belongs. So things get messy. And then when we have the energy, we go together, we declutter, we put everything back, and then we start fresh. So it's not always perfect, okay? You don't always have the energy to do everything. But when you do, there is a system. When you do, you know where things go. And that is the big difference here. Things can be very messy, but you have a system. You have a place to place things on. So, for example, if I go kitesurfing and I have all my gear here in the middle of the room, it's messy. But when I have the energy, everything has a home. So I don't have to think about where things go. There is a system in place. Okay. Can you talk about morning routines? So morning routines is something very, very personal. my routine is I normally get up, I will go to the bathroom, I will clean my tongue, I will drink some water, I will wash my face. And then if I have Eva, I will go and wake her up, I will make her breakfast, then I will get dressed. And then sometimes I play the guitar while she's drawing. I try to allow for playing time before we go to school. If I am alone, sometimes, I don't know, I will sleep in a little bit, or I will go and have a coffee and relax. Maybe I will look at my phone, see what's up. Maybe I will smudge myself, or maybe pick up a card. It depends. Every day is different for me. I don't have a specific morning routine that I follow right now. But this is something that you can develop if you want to. Interesting, most couples don't have the space to have their own rooms. It's more challenging when a couple shares one space and one closet. Jesse, absolutely, it is. And that's why in this two-bedroom apartment, the living room doesn't exist. And that's Samantha's bedroom. So we don't have a living room. But this is temporarily here. But yeah, couples sometimes it's important to have, even if you are sharing the room, at least you have a section of the closet that is yours and a section of the closet that is your partner's, and you can have your style, you can have your own personality and your own way of organizing things in there. Okay? Good time to bring up understanding your executive functioning skills and energy levels throughout the day. Yeah, Erin, thank you for the reminder. I do have a course about executive functioning skills, and that course talks about how we use our brain and all the executive functioning skills that we use on a daily basis, that they allow you to communicate, they allow you to emotionally self-regulate, to impulse control, to prioritize, to working memory, to metacognition, that allows you to reflect, allows you to be present with what you are doing so that you can think about a different way of doing it. And that metacognition will allow you to kind of practice a different way of being from the present moment, because you are noticing, you are watching your pattern, you are watching the routine, the behavior that you normally repeat unconsciously. You are bringing that to the consciousness. You are becoming aware of it. And then when you are there, you have the opportunity to start practicing something different. So very important to be aware of those executive functioning skills. And if you are interested, I do have a course on that topic. If you have time to play before school, when do you wake Eva and when leaving for school? So Anna, Eva goes to school at 9 a.m. Okay. It takes us 5 to 10 minutes to get there, so it's not really far. We don't have to drive. It's really nice that we can just walk there. So I normally will get up between 7, 7:30, because she's normally up at that time, and then I will go to the room, I will open the window, and I will do the choo-choo train, or I will do the helicopter, or I will do whatever it takes to get her out of bed. And I will take her to the kitchen. And then I will make her a leche templada, like a warm milk. And then we have a little machine that makes bubbles. And then she knows how to do that herself. So I will carry her on me, and I will do whatever transportation mode she needs that morning. And I will try to be playful with her. And that makes a huge difference. And then she likes to color. She likes to do something on the table in her room. So I will go there with her, and I will just, sometimes I grab my guitar and I play a few songs that she knows by heart already. Sometimes I just drink a coffee with her and I paint something. Sometimes I am not in the room. Sometimes I'm getting ready and she's by herself. And then we leave the house at 1:45, 2:22. And sometimes we leave a little bit earlier because she likes to play in a playground. So I will ask her, do you want to play in the playground or you want to go to school and color here? And then I have a blue timer that I don't know if you notice it on her table, but I set that timer. And I tell her, like, we have to get dressed in 10 minutes. And I will put 10 minutes. When the timer beeps, we'll get dressed. And then I will comb her hair. And then I will put the timer. This is when we have to leave. So you have to put your shoes, you have to put your jacket, and you have to grab the backpack. And then I will also set the snacks that she needs, and I will fill up her water bottle. So that's what I will do in the morning. Okay? I have the luxury of I don't have to go to work right away. Okay, so I'm flexible. I create a lifestyle that serves me. So I try not to set myself up for failure in that way. So when it's my morning with Eva, I try not to book a call right away. I try to allow for some time so that I can enjoy that time with her. But sometimes she's not happy. Sometimes she doesn't want to see me and she's asking for mommy. And sometimes it's more challenging. But I have found that playfulness gets her out of any funk. Okay, sometimes she's like, no, papi, no, I want mommy. I will grab one of her teddies and I will say, I will start making a theater in front of her. Hey, Eva doesn't want to wake up. I think we should go along to have a leche templada on the train without her. And I will start making the train. And then she will say, no, no, wait for me. So you just have to find the playfulness and get her out of that. But sometimes it's easier, sometimes it's more difficult. Sometimes I have the energy to do it, sometimes I don't want to fucking do it. And I am cranky. So that's also a reality. Amazing. Okay, guys. So thank you so much for being here. I'm just going to stop the live now because it's over the hour. I see that there are 324 people. Wow, I'm grateful. I hope that seeing my home, seeing the seasons that we have, inspired you to get started in your journey, inspire you to perfect your home, to make it more whatever you need it to be. And hopefully you got some ideas, some inspiration to make your life better, your home better. And hopefully you can get started creating systems that make sense to you. They don't have to be like the ones I have, like the ones that we have. But you get the idea of what a system is. You get the idea of the goal of that system. And you get the idea of the components of creating that so that it becomes a habit after repeating that system a few times. Okay? Amazing. So have an amazing rest of the day, guys. And I hope to see you on Thursday where I will be talking about a different topic so you can see it on my profile. Okay? Adios.